Okay, so let's go through the, start to go through the Taisus. Taisus moves on. Okay, let's take it from the top Taisus. In Yuchamas from Pesach Nami. From our ask, going to Zeiri, that he seems to hold like a Lezer, he concludes sober about the material, it's a case of head from the staff with Issa, so then why not already talk about Chamas from Pesach? So Taisa says that Eichon Limotzi Farah the Yilei Darish Kol. And Eichon also said that Kol Yisum Shevatar is no head from the staff listener except for Nosir. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan and why not ask the same question of Eichon? Even Chomish Pesach Nari. Taisa said, no, Rabbi Yochanan, we don't find that he says that he dashes Kol. He doesn't hold like a Velozah. Siri, he dashes Kol. He follows the Brisa that dashes Kol. And the Gemara said before that that Brisa goes like a Velozah. So Siri, it's a question. Why didn't he say Chomish Pesach Nari? So we find that Rabbi Yochanan does dashing kol. So it's kashin Rabbi Yochanan too. If Rabbi Yochanan also subscribes to dashing and kol, then he should hold like a blessing by chametz for Pesach. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan also mention chametz for Pesach? Maybe why did he mention some about that too? That's not a kashin Rabbi Yochanan kol like a bay. You don't need a shir b'chalvay by Baal Tektiru. But Chomets b'Pesach, he should have said like, why didn't he mention Chomets b'Pesach? But I'm going to read the Ledarish El Yisur. Abel Eschayet Malkus, it might be Kishir, like, that even though Rechon Darsh is cold, but not that it should be a full-fledged Yisur to have a Chiyam Malkus. Chatsi Shir, we Darshan Kol Chayel, Chatsi Shir, we're not liking Chatsi Shir. So on that level, Rechon Darsh is cold. So I was wondering, does that mean according to Blazer with Darshan's Kol, even for Malkus, and then you add so Chatzis is like it? There is a Drosh of Kol Chelev. It's not for Malkus, no, but and that's why it's not the same as Rebbe Lezer, but Rebbe Lezer does Darshan Kol. Rebbe Lezer Darshan's Kol, and he Darshan's it for Malkus, so he should Darshan Kol Chelev, and Chatzis is like it. That's Eloi Shemani. Then Tosfos says, V'chein Gavei Chometz. That Rabbi Yochanan who dashes kol, not for Malkus, but he dashes it for Isser. So by Chometz also, he'll dash in kol. Kol Machmetz is that there's an Isser, but there is Chometz, but not that it's Malkus. Okay, so why is it even Drosha? If it's nice and tam, then it's also. See, but Hemshach, what Taisus holds about nice and time, but should they Taisus holds the time kicker is in this entire. So what do I need a drush of? We grappled this there. What does Taisus want? So now there's a drush of Kol Machmetz that Tarevis Chometz, not like it, it's a very conducted action fellow for Malkus, but there's a drush of the Tarevis Chometz is also. Why does it need a drush of the Tarevis Chometz is also? Tarevis Chometz is also because it has Chometz. The Chometz is nice and tam. And nice and tam is also like the Moses as well from nice and tam their eyes. So, the other day I suggested that Pshat and Taisus is that there's a special svara that maybe a Chatzis Ayis is bottled in a Tarevis. Like you find, Taisus said before, by Abaye, by Baal Tektiru. That Abai needs a drosha of Eruvoi because since going to Abai we're talking about Sor Pachas Mikazayas, there's a special svar that a Pachas Mikazayas in the Tarevis doesn't have a Chashivas in its bottom. Not because it's a Chashishir. Less than a Kazayas of Sor according to Abai is not a Chashishir. Abai also, you don't need a Shir of Kazayas to be like it for Baal Taktir. Nonetheless, there's a svar that in the Tarevis the Chashishir loses its Chashivas. So maybe that's what Tosis means here as well. I mean, that a Chashizayas in the Tarevis is a svar that it should lose its Chashivas. So I need a pasuk to tell me, and Tarevis Chometz is a Chatzis Ayis because it's less than a Kazayis Mechtei Achilles Fas. But the Rabab is less than a Kazayis Mechtei Achilles Fas. So that means in effect you're always talking about less than a Kazayis in any given Achilah. So maybe there's a svar that a Chatzis Ayis is bottled in a Tarevis. Yeah. But I saw in the Tais HaRosh paraphrases this Taisus, and Tais HaRosh says V'chein Gabi Chometz V'chein Gabi Chometz Rabbi Yochanan Darshins. What's the lesson, Tais HaRosh? Anybody have a Tais HaRosh? Who had the name of the Chometz? Might be Chatzis Shir, at least. He doesn't say Chatzis Ayis. is Hatzis Shir. So Mashmi Tosefos, it's a Sforim, don't forget, that it's a Sforim of Hatzis in Hatzis Shir. I would have thought that Hatzis Shir is Mutter. So I need a Pasuk to tell me that Hatzis Shir is also. So why don't you need a Pasuk Hatzis Shir is also? Where do you know from Kol Chelev? So what the Tosefos says? Not only the chaylev is a vayda kol atar kufa. Forget if there's a pasuk that chatzis shir is also by chaylev, and there's a pasuk that chatzis shir is also by chometz, then it should be shneik shivam blown careful. Very awesome. Unless maybe Taisa Rosh means later on in Taisa Rosh in our sugya, Taisa Rosh has a svara which we talked about this Taisa Rosh in the past. I'll talk again. Taisa Rosh has a svar that maybe Chatzis Shir Alei Tairovis is Mutter. Chatzis Shir Ba'alm is also, according to Rabbi Yechon. But Chatzis Shir B'Tairovis is Mutter. Taisa Rosh says that it's one of his tirutzim to explain why Abai thinks that if you don't have a Kazai, if Kazai's Patei, if the spouse is not there, right? So why would you be able to be told the Truma Tech Truma Nachal? But what happened to Chatzis Shir? So one of his answers is, but Chatzis Shir B'Tairovis is Mutter. And there is such a svara floating around in footnotes there in Taisa Rosh, they bring from other Rishayim. And there is such a svara in Paiskin, but Chatzis Shir B'Tairovis is Mutter. We'll see in the Rash. The Rash asks, it also mentions the svara, the Rash is Deichet. But a component, Taisa Rosh has a svara, one of three Tirutzim, that maybe Chatzis Shir B'Tairovis Tairovis is Mutter. Oh, so maybe you could say that that's the pshat in Taisa Rosh over here. Taisa Rosh is saying, normally Chatzis Shir B'Tairovis Tairovis is Mutter. By Chometz, it's exactly the cost of the Chatzis Shir B'Tairovis Tairovis is also. Maybe that's what he means. Be an interesting chiddush. Even if Chatzis Shir Alei Tairovis is Mutter, but there's a drosh of Kol that by Chometz with Pesach, Chatzis Shir Alei Tairovis is awesome. Who like? I'm not so thrilled because that's only one out of three Tirutzim later in Taisa Rosh. Not like Taisa Rosh is so positive about it. He has a tzad, he has three Tirutzim to explain one possibility. And here he says it b'pshitos. But according to Yechon, the drosh of Kol is to be marve Chatzis Shir by Chomes with Pesach. Look at that. I don't know. Needs to be dealt with a little bit. It's a mokim ilis galim. Okay, let's see why it entices. Mokim agoya my posel, a bottle glum. Right, it's a baito. A bai says, you know, I mean, the hadar no hefim istarap le'isser, because we have the Mishnah, that by mikveh, and we have the shum v'shemen, a mikveh shalchulin, and we have the shum v'shemen shumah, and the noggle for Yom Mitzosel, the apostle of Mokim Agoy, Vadina of Mokim Agoy, and my apostle, Habotul Geruba, that's Rashi's Girsa, Habotul Geruba, and if Rabbi Chana answers, how was our local of the Kazayas? And Rabbi says, why is our local of the Kazayas? Lamashim had to establish the Isser, and Rabbi answered back, no, it's because of Kazayas, but they, Achilles Pras, and that's Girais. Taisha says, Mokim Agoy, and my apostle, Habotul Geruba, Pirish, this is Rashi's quoting, the Salkadai to Hashu to Dimud Rabbanon. Where right now things that dimuah is derabbanon, and therefore it's going to be bottle beroyv. Every dimuah is going to be bottle beroyv. So Rashi's sheet is that the shul b'shemen here are ma'uruf, and the gemara's kashlev should be bottle beroyv. That's the Rashi's version. The gemara and the kashlev should be bottle beroyv. Rashi was bothered, why should we bottle the grape? Timuz the rice. Rashi no salkadai that the timuz the rabban. Just to speak out, we've already spoken many times, just to make sure we're situated, we were just to orient ourselves. Even if timuz the rabban, what happened to Tam Kikin? So he said, for Rashi, that's not so terrible. The Gemara doesn't hold from the Amorei Basrei, don't hold from Tam Kikin. Rashi holds, we don't hold from Tam Kikin. What about Tamei Mamosha? Mamosha is in Avodah Zarah. Tamei Mamosha is like Olam. Hizel Bechtayis is Kizayis Bechtayi Chilis Bas. So, Pashat answers that that Rashi learns in Avodah Zarah. The Tamei Mamosha is only when it's not Nimayach. If it's Nimayach, it's not called Tamei Mamosha. Rashi says, "Time of Alei Mamoshi." Rashi's example of time of Alei Mamoshi is Chaylev Shinimayach. That's called time of Alei Mamoshi. Time of Mamoshi. It's hard to understand why. Why is Chaylev Shinimayach time of Alei Mamoshi? So it's melted, but it's in there. It's not just a plate of Alma. It's Mamish Chaylev. The Chaylev got the Chaylev melted into the the beans or whatever it is. So why is that called time of a loyim amosh? Think of the Rash, this is a loyim that it's not, it's called loyim amosh because it doesn't expand the volume. Time of a loyim is when the volume expands from the bleed of this. Here it doesn't expand. Rash asks, what does it expand? Something like that. I don't know, but the Maya is actually just Rashi. Whatever the Hezber and physical Hezber is, the Rashi is Chaylev Shinimayak is called Taimim Balei Mamosha. Taimim Mamosha apparently is when you have like two Isais, Chita and Oyers, you mix them together, that's Taimim Mamosha. Chaylev Shinimayak is Taimim Balei Mamosha. Ma'ben Zel is it. That's okay. Maybe two salads versus salad versus liquid. This is a big tumble in place, but we haven't gone into this. But that's a given, right? That's a fact. Rashi holds Chaylev Shinimayak is Taimim Balei Mamosha. So Kutta Chababli could be Taimim Balei Mamosha as well. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that it's not it's bottled the right. Timu is the rabbanon. Timing of Moshe is not. Tamkeikir is also the rabbanon. In Rashi, that's what you have to say. Yeah, we still had a problem. What about time of Olayma Moshe? Abai himself holds time of Olayma Moshe is the raisa. This is just summary things that we talked about. Just wanted to attack them. Rashi in Chulin Chufches learns, Abai says Befeirish in Chulin Chufches, Taimei Veleima Moshe is also Midiraisim. So, well, who cares? What even Salkadaita that Dimu is Durabonim? It's fine, Tamkik is Durabonim. And fine, it's not Taimei Veleima Moshe because it's Nimoyach. And, but what happened to Taimei? It's a Kola Pochas Taimei Veleima Moshe, and Abai also Taimei Veleima Moshe is also also Midiraisim. Yeah, that's a problem we have throughout the Sukkah. So, that we said, that I wanted to suggest that Rashi, that Abai holds time with Balaam Moshe is also midiraisa. Anyway, this is a problem. The whole sukkah we had later in the sukkah. Also, how can Abai have him in a kizayis bepechilis passes at the rabbanon? And every time you have a kizayis bepechilis passes only also midirabbanon. Time Balaam Moshe is also midiraisa. How could less than a kizayis? How can kizayis bepechilis pass be also only midirabbanon? And time Balaam Moshe is also midiraisa. So I said in Mahalach that if time that. Right now, that Abai thinks that Kazai's the Achilles passes is the Rabbanon, that means the Achilles Isser, even though it's Murgash, is not called an Achilles Bifnei Atzma. So then, you know, Abai, the way Abai holds now that Kazai's the Achilles passes is the Rabbanon, the time blame of us is also the Rabbanon. Dibula is Saka could be their Isa, but other, and Saka like not even lose the Rabbanon. But we don't have to worry about time of blame of Moshe because Nechrami, the way Abai holds an Asa, everything's there about it. Time of Moshe is there about it. Time of blame of Moshe is there about it. Everything's there about it because the Achilles is there. Can't be needed with the Atzma because Kazai's Bechay Achilles Pass is not their Isa according to Abai. The Maskona that Abai was Chayzer and he holds like Abdini, the Kazai's Bechay Achilles Pass is their Isa. So an Achilles is there can be needed and it's an Achilles with the Atzma. So now Abai can hold time of blame of Moshe is their Isa as long as he can taste it. So you could be done as an Achilles with the Atzma. If it'll be kizayis bechilas pas, it'll be like, and if it'll be kizayis, and if you want to have a kizayis, but at least it'll be also al tchatzi shir. Okay, and it all belongs to Shitas Rashi, but I just want to speak out what Shitas Rashi apparently is before we get back, before we start to crawl into Taisi's sheet. So Taisi says, because of the evil, the mashma, shashul b'ashem and be'en. Taisi says, not mashma, the mishnah b'chal, that the shul b'ashem and yiram u'uruv, and that they can then be, that they should be bottled eroiv. What's his riot? First of all, this is grammatically. Mitzosan means there's pieces of shum, pieces of shem, spaces of shemen, and he was noga in the mitzas of the. He was noga b'mitzas. But if the shum and the shemen are ma'urav, then what's mitzosan? What's mitzosan? There's no mitzas of the shum. He was noga in the mikveh, and the mikveh has a tarevis of shum and shemen. Okay. The Rash in Tulioim holds like Rashi. He holds like Rashi Shita. The Shum and Shemin, at least in this crap, that the Shum and the Shemin are Mu'uruf. I mimics a son. I think he answers, I don't remember for sure. I think he answers that mix a son means the Shum, Shemin, and Mikveh. So there's three ingredients. He was Nogah, Noga, in this. So wherever he's Nogah, it's called the mix a son. Okay, but oid, another question. The Tony say, if Ema say, Vashmanshi and Gushbekar, I'm Oyim a Fuzitor. Mishnah Mechalek, between when the Shum and Shemen are in one place together, and when the Shum and Shemen are dispersed in the mikveh. The apostle, welcome, my boy, Mishnah Medume, Adrab, the Kim of Fuzu, Yeshla, Lias, Medume, Yosef. That's the Chilik, if it's Medume, if it's not Nikr, and it's a Tarevis. So what happens if it's a Tarevis that's not evenly dispersed, or a Tarevis that's evenly dispersed? going out to Dimua, Maskanim Mor Dimua Daraisa, it's more Meduma, it's more evenly dispersed. So this Rashi also defends, he says, no, the end of the mission they're going in this case, the end of the mission is going out a different case entirely. I don't want to get into that. That's the beginning of the Rashi that I told that way, that I did not assign. Because it's very involved with the Mishnayis of that have to do with Dimua, and it's too far afield for us. But the Maisa, the Rashi says, this Kasha is not a Kasha either, it's not talking about this case, the end of the mission is talking about something else entirely, so he takes it off the table. Another kasha. Why is it only possible makom agoy? If in fact the shum and the shemen are not ma'uruv, are ma'uruv, not nikkar, and it's all mixed up together, and it's all one zimua, it's all meduma, so then what does it mean that only makom agoy is possible? If in fact as dimua, the whole mikveh has the status of truma, like Rashi says, dimua is deraisa. So the whole mikveh is the status of truma. You posel hakoil, then the whole mikveh should be posel, because as dimua, the whole mikveh has a status of truma. Or lo you posel afilu makom agoy. Or maybe dimua is not tzachomer and it's not posel. What's the whole? No, lefi Rashi really should be batel b'roi. Why is it not batel b'roi? As dimua. What's dimua? Dimua says is a chalei shem in the whole dimua, in the whole meduma. You know, we spoke out of Rashi also that Dimua is an Achilu Murevis. Normally an Achilu is either an Achilu Sister or an Achilu Heter. But Dimua, the Jairus HaKosu, but Dimua Darais is that it's an Achilu Murevis. So he says, this Achilu Murevis, so the Truma itself is Batu Baroi. Elamai, because the Mikveh has this new status of Meduma. Well, Meduma is either or. Either it's like Truma Atzmo, or this Achilu Murevis, either we treat it like Truma and it's possible to Tfilyoim, or it's not Chomer Kol Kach like Truma and it's not possible to Tfilyoim. But why should it be in? What's the mokum to say that mokum agoy is possible, but the rest of the mikveh is not possible? That was Rashi asked this kasha, and Rashi addressed this. Rashi said that the mikveh as a whole. Why isn't the mikveh as a whole possible? Rashi himself asked. We spoke out in the Rashi. You see in Rashi this concluded that mitumah doesn't just mean the truma is not bottled. The rest of the kasha, the whole mikveh should be possible. You have pieces of truma. The pieces of truma that he touched are makabel are nifsal. The pieces of truma not touching each other. Why should the mikveh as a whole become possible? Right? But you see from the fact that they actually also thought that this is far over here. That maybe the whole mikveh should be possible because the whole mikveh has a status of meduma. The whole mikveh has this new status of an achilim urevet. So the whole mikveh should be possible. So Rashi says lechamir kol kach. Even though meduma is an achilim urevet, and it's not stam an achilis heter. You don't say achirabu lahatois. It's not chomer kol kach be possible but tefilyon. The mokum magoy that's truma mamish. Even though Chayim Medina Truma should be bottled, but and he says, but I'm complaining. The Mokum Agoy that becomes possible. But Tosfos says and Rashi that from a Mishnah that the head Yisa Habtuk that the Maseches Tfilyoim the Yisa Medumas because the Machlekes Tanoim by an Yisa Medumas and a Tfilyoim touched it, does the Yisa become Tamei or not? And who Misha Pais the Pais Lagamit who Misha Hichshim Achshil Lagamit. There's two days over there in the Mishnah. One, I forget who the Tanayim are. One Tana says the whole Issa is possible because it's Meduma. And the other Tana says, no, Meduma doesn't become possible with Tfilyoim. So, but nobody says only Mokum Agoy. So what's the difference between the case of an Issa and the case of a Mikveh? That's a very strong Kashan and Rashi. Maybe in the Sfar, Rashi sort of dealt with in the Sfar, whatever, you know. But it's a Mishnah Mufureshis. So what's Rashi going to do with this Mishnah Mufureshis? So the Rash, there in Tfilyoim, the Rash wants to be chalak between min b'minoy and min b'shein b'minoy. It's by Issa it's min b'minoy, by mikveh it's min b'shein b'minoy. He's not mechalak in dinei bittul. In dinei bittul, it's meduma. Min b'minoy is also meduma. Issa Meduma, it has a status of Meduma, it's not. But he says it's a chiluk. That's an interesting chiluk. He says that by min ben minoy, the truma and the non-truma part are more mechubar. They become more merged into one entity of Meduma, and that is fossil gamma, it's not fossil at all. And by min b'shein even though it's also has dinei meduma, also has dinei dimua, but it's not so merged together, and there's still a separate. We can still look separately at the truma, which is one ingredient, and the medium, which is a different ingredient, and therefore we can still say, no, the thing as a whole is Torah, but the Mokam Agoy is, the Mokam Agoy is possible. So it's very obscure. What is it? It's Meduma, it's Meduma. It's all based on the exact causes of Meduma. What's the difference if it's merged, it's not merged? Some kind of svara that in the achilim u'revus of dimua, there's a difference between achilim u'revus and min b'minoi and achilim u'revus and mishein b'minoi. By min b'minoi, it's more mischaber, the more like and like. It's the same ingredients, just this happens to be true, but this happens to be chulin. So the achilim u'revus is that it becomes one amorphous achilim. One kind of. And by min b'shein b'minoi, it's also an achilim u'revus. Different kind of achilim u'revus. An achilim u'revus where there's no achiram u'hakas, but there's still different things going on in the achilim, separate, discrete things going on in the achilim. And I can still look at the truma shaboy as being something separate. The ma'is achilim is no achiram u'hakas. Ma'is achilim is one ma'is achilim is an achilim u'revus. So you know, that's why you don't say bitul b'roiv, because no achiram u'hakas of you. Because normally say achiram u'hakas is an achilim center. If it's roiv center, it's an achilim center. Here there's no Without the Imur be Bottle of Roiv. What does Bottle of Roiv mean? It means Nachilis Heter. Roiv Heter, it's Nachilis Heter. The Imur comes along and says, no, it's Nachilis Imur Revis. That's the Imur. Says the Rash. But within this idea of Nachilis Imur Revis, there's a difference between Nachilis Imur Revis and the Minoy and Nachilis Imur Revis and the Shein Minoy. In the Minoy, Nachilis Imur Revis doesn't have discrete parts, and it becomes one Nachilis Imur Revis, and therefore either the whole thing is Nifsel B'Tfuyayim or none of it's Nifsel B'Tfuyayim. And by min b'she'en minoy, it's an achilim u'revus, but the achilim u'revus has separate quantums, separate discrete ingredients, and therefore we can be mechalek. The mokam agoy is possible, and the mokam that he because of the truma shavoy and the rest of it, which is where the truma is not in contact with each other, and the rest of it is not possible. The rest of it is meduma, it's an achilim u'revus, but doesn't have the chaymer of mokam agoy. Anyway, something like, I don't know if the svaras are obscure, but just at least a way to think about it. Anyway, Tosfos Chelek and Rashi. It's the Tosfos from these Kashos Chelek and Rashi. When you're a Lurie, it appears to have been a Tam. It appears to Masnissin Mayri Shashuv Hashem in Be'en. That it's not Votel, it's not Mu'ruv. The Shum Hashem in Be'en, and I can see the Shum and I can see the Shem, and if I can see the Shum and the Shem, then it's not Votel Be'en. Because if it's Nitter, it's not Votel Be'en. So I, the Gemara said, Libotul Beruba. Gemara asks, how Botul would happen to the right? So he says, no, this didn't give some. Well, Chedigoras Bechal Asfora, Mokum Agoy, am I possible? Well, I have you Kibbetzel. Tosfos holds that the Shir, Kabbalah's Tumah, in order to be Kabbalah's Tumah, you have to have a Kibbetzel. So the Gemara's Kash is not that Shem Hashem should be Botul Beruba. Botul Beruba, it's Nikkei, there's no Botul Beruba. The Gemara's kash is, why is Mokum Agoy Fossil every piece of shum, but it's less than a kibetzo? Every glob of shemen, it's less than a kibetzo, so how's it able to be makabel tumim? So one second. Now Rashi can't learn this way. There's a reason why Rashi doesn't learn this way. Rashi didn't have the gears of this way, but Rashi can't have the gears of this way. Because Rashi Shita and Gan Shas is that Eichel Pochus Mikibetzo is makabel tumim midrash. It starts with the Rash brings us all. It's the Torah's claim. We call it Eichel Asher Yochel. So the Torah's claim of Darshins, we call it Eichel Asher Yochel. We call it Eichel. even a small amount is mekabel tum. Asher ye'ochel, that the metame acherim, it has to be ochel hanechel v'sachas, means a shir kebeitza. It says in Torah Stoyim that to be mekabel tum, you don't need a shir kebeitza. To be metame acherim, you need a shir kebeitza. Rashi learns it's a drasha that both sides are derais. But the Torah that this that's it in derais. To be mekabel tum, you don't need a kebeitza. To be metame acherim, you need a kebeitza. So here we're talking about to be mekabel tum. The tum is being nifsa. So it's a dinder ice, you don't need to have a shir kebeitza. Shitas haftesu, shitas rabbeinu tam, is that that's only at a derabbanan level. And at the rice level, just like food is not metame, just like food cannot be metame acherim, unless it has a shir, just like it can't be metame acherim, unless it has a shir kebeitza. Oichel asher yeochel, oichel anechel b'masachas, so shir kebeitza is what you can eat, because you can eat a kebeitza b'masachas. Just like the metame achem need a kebeitza, to be mekabel tum, you also need a kebeitza. The kitzur is a machlokes Rashi and Rebbe Nachman, and at the rabbanon level, everybody agrees that oichel less than kebeitza is mekabel tum, like it says in the drasha. To be metame achem, everybody agrees that you need to have a shir kebeitza. So machlokes the machlokes Rashi and Rebbe Nachman argue, what's the din deraisa? Rashi says that's the din deraisa too. So the din deraisa is the same as the din derabbanon. And Shitas Rebbe Nachman is that the din deraisa is that even to be mekabel tum, you have to have a shir kebeitza. So maybe the Tosafot learns that that's the most kasha over here. The Tosafot goes to the word, that's the most kasha over here. The Shum and the Shema, they're not a kebeitza. So why are they nifsal? Why are they mekabel tuma? If you're mekabel tuma midirais, you have to have a shir kebeitza. Respect the Gemara. So one second, obviously there's a problem. Because even according to Rabbi Tam, that's only midiraisa. Midirabbanon, you don't need to have a shir kebeitza. So who says that the Mishnah means, who said, when the Mishnah says, mokam agoy is posel, who says it means that it's possible with your Isa? Maybe it's possible with your Rabbanon. With your Rabbanon, you don't need a shir kebeitza. So Tosis answers the hoyot on the kabel tum elam with Rabbanon is from the memer the botli agav mikveh gidipirash 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 kol shom. In kol shom, it says this, what it says over here. But there he's married from the drushes, back this, he brings the drushes, this, and so on. But, so what's his answer? He says, the Gemara is saying like this, on a deraisa level, we have a kebeitza. So why is it possible? Ela mai, pochus mi kebeitza, makabal tumma midrabbonon. So maybe the Mishnah means that it's possible midrabbonon. So Taisa says, as for tumma midrabbonon, the shum and the shaman should be bottle agar mitzvah. You don't understand what he's saying. What do you mean it should be bottled agar mikveh? He just got finished saying that it's nidger and it's not bottled right. That's the whole sheet from Hiratam. When he learns that the Shum and Shema are not in the mikveh. They're not bottled right. So what's the difference between the Rabbanon? So the same way, so if they're not bottled right, so what's the difference between the Rabbanon? All of a sudden for the Rabbanon is bottled right. If it's nidger, it's not bottled right. Yisur and the Rabbanon are also not bottled right if they're nidger. So it's also made Rabbanon, it falls into your pot and it's floating around and you can see it, you take it out, it's not bottled, right? So what does this mean? That misses Tosis and Nazir. It says a different there, it says a different job. Tosis and Nazir says he's going like Tosis over here. Was asking that there's no kebeitza. I midrabbanon it's still mekabel tumah. So what if there's no kebeitza? Midrabbanon you don't need a kebeitza. So Tosafos and Nazir says because the Gemara held that the lashon of posel is mashma midrais. Mishnah says posel. Posel is mashma. It's posel midrais. I didn't check in Ganshas if that's always true, but that's what Tosafos and Nazir answers. He says, no, it's nechirami. And as far as the Rabbanon is concerned, the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. The emes is midirabbanon. If the Mishnah would have said a lashon of the Rabbanon, if the Mishnah would have said that mokam agoy is possible midirabbanon, whatever the appropriate lashon for the Rabbanon is, then we'd have no problem. Midirabbanon, you need to have, midirabbanon, kabbalas tumma does not need a shear of kebeitza. So even though the Shum and the Shem are not out of Kibbeitz, so they're not going to be possible with the Raisa, but they're possible with the Rabbanon. But the Mishnah used the loss of an apostle. Apostle is mashma, that is possible with the Raisa. Possibly be the rice, be the rice. He can't have kavolus duma without a kabeitzah. There's no kabeitzah. That's what Tosfos knows your answers. But Tosfos Be'os doesn't want to say that. Tosfos Be'os thinks that the lashon of possible could be the rabbana too. So Tosfos over here says differently. Tosfos over here says that the Gemara's kasha is at two levels. Me, as far as kavolus duma, me the rice is concerned, you don't have a kabeitzah. It's a kasha. Why is it possible? Monashuk. Me the rice, there's no kabeitzah. Ela mai midrabbanon, you don't need a kabeitzah. But midrabbanon, the shul b'shemesh should be both lagav nigav. So again, what does it mean? Should be both lagav nigav. The whole point is that it's not both the roivus nigav. So I think the answer is both lagav nigav does not mean bittul b'roiv. Bittul b'roiv is when it's b'taroivus and it's not nigav. Here it's nigav. There's no bittul b'roiv. Bottle agav nigav means that it loses its kashivas agav nigav. Meaning, midiraisi midashira kibetz midakavatim. That's a shir chashivus. Oichalam oichal and echal vazachas. It's a shir. It's an achilah. Midashira achilah midakavatim. Midrabbanan, they said no. You could have even less than a kibetz. That doesn't mean that midrabbanan you don't need a shir chashivus at all. Just means midrabbanan they held that even less than a kibetz could be chashiv. But it still has to have an episode chashivus. So the Gemara's kasha is, if the shum and the shemen are mu'urib with the nikveh, so it's not mu'urib, it's not like the rash, it's nikveh. But still, the shum and the shemen are not a thing to eat b'fnei atzmai, you're only eating them agav the nikveh. So even with rabbonon, it shouldn't have a chashivus of an oichel and echel b'vasachas. That's the old guess. Midaraisa, tzach botel, midaraisa, there's no shir kebetza. And even with rabbonon, it shouldn't count, because even though midrabbanan you don't need a kabeitza mamish, but at least you need an achila. Here it's batel agav mikveh. It's only an achila that you're eating. It's a tofel. It's like saying it's like an ikir and a tofel. The shum and the shemen are a tofel to the mikveh. So hey, you don't have a kabeitza. And even though midrabbanan we don't need a kabeitza, but at least it shouldn't be tofel to something else. But if it's tofel to something else, then even midrabbanan doesn't have enough chashivas to be makabel to. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now we have to be misplaced. If this is the Gemara's kasha, and according to Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha sort of is on two tracks. And it's on a Deraisa track and it's on a Derabbanan track. And on a Deraisa track, the kasha is, why is the Shum B'Shemen Bosul has a Mekabel Tumah, it doesn't have a Kebetzah? And on the Derabbanan track, you don't need a Kebetzah, but the Gemara's question is, on the Derabbanan track, why is the Shum B'Shemen Mekabel Tumah? Okay, granted, you don't need Kebetzah, but here it's Tufel to the Mikveh. It's Botel Agav Mikveh. So how can the Mekabel Tumah be even with Derabbanan? So what is the Gemara answer? Fine, so that was the Kasha. Rabbeinu B'Moka Magoya Mag Bosul. This two-track question. What's the Gemara's answer? Which means either hetem star pliser according to Abai or kizayis tefechil tzvas according to Rav Dini. So now, if the kasha had was on two tracks, the Gemara's teretz we have a choice now. How do we understand the Gemara's teretz? What's the teretz of the Gemara? Is the teretz of the Gemara on the deraisa level? And Rabbi Chana is saying on a deraisa level there is a kibetzah. I don't have to mitzvah. Hoyle v'zar loyka olof. On a deraisa level, you have a kibetzah. Because since zar is loyka olof, so that's cool that I have a kibetzah. So it's makabel tumah. Or is Rav Rachanis teretz? No, kibetzah I don't have. You're right. On a deraisa level, I still don't have a kibetzah. Zar loyka olof doesn't give me a kibetzah. But zar loyka olof gives it a chashivus. You see that the zar is loyka on the shuma, on the shum and the shemen. The fact that you're loyka olof gives it a chashivus that it's not batel agav mikveh, that at least it's mekabel tumah midrabbanan. So which way is better to more the stabat list? But let's think this through. Today,
Well, first let's think of Svar, then we'll be back in Tosis and we'll see what we can see in Tosis themselves. The question is Svar. Let's try out these two Mahalchim and see if they, how they play out. Let's first thing, try the first Mahalch. That the Gemara's Teretz, Rabbi Bachana's Teretz, Hel Vizai, Loikol Bekazayas, is a Svar on a Daraisa level. Hel Vizai, Loikol Bekazayas, so it's Makabel Tumma Midaraisa. As if I had a Hiroshir Kabez. So how will that work? How is the fact that it's Makabel Tumma, how is that you're local of, so it has the fact that you're local of the Kazayas going to give me a sheer kibbetz of the Kabbalah Tumma? Well, let's think. Why are you local of? Let's consider, first of all, why are you local of the Kazayas? Like Sabayna and Rabbim. Quaint Abayin, why are you local of? At the Mustafa's. So we would have to say, just like this hetim is tarif l'isser to give me a shir kezayis for isser, so this hetim is tarif l'isser to give me a shir kebetzer for tumah. That's what it have to mean. If we're going to go with this this malach, that's what it's going to have to mean. That there's a hetim is tarif l'isser not only for isser, but there's a hetim is tarif l'isser for kabbalus tumah. It's not really a hetim is tarif l'isser. It's things that are not truma. I'm a star of the truma to give me a sheer kibetzer to be makabel tumah. Is that chiddush? I mean, that's a chiddush. That if I had them star of this, and not only for this, if I had them star of this for kabbalist tumah. So it's a very big chiddush. I mean, how far would you push that? What about something that's not makabel tumah for other reasons? What if you have something which is makabel tumah and it's mechuber, it's meuruf with something that's obviously not makabel tumah? I know you have, something that's plastic, you have that's mixed up with inedible stuff. It's not makabel tumah. So would you say, well, dove is mstarf. The part that's not makabel tumah is starf, but the part that isn't makabel tumah, now I have a sheik of beitzah. Hard to imagine. So we have to have a kibbetz of oichlin. We can't have half a kibbetz of oichlin and half a kibbetz of plastic. That's nothing. Here it's all oichlin. Just this is truma. This is not truma. Maybe it's more able to be mitzarif. Or maybe we could say, maybe it's like this. Maybe there's no such thing as hetter. There's no such thing as eimay makabel tumah is mitzarif to makabel tumah there. It's only because there's a tzirah for Malkus. So the fact that it's tzirah for Malkus, so once it's mitzurah in Malkus, it becomes mitzurah in Tumah as well. Maybe we'll say, maybe that would make sense. Like a migoy. Migoy, that the mikveh is mitzurah to the shum and the shemin for Malkus. So it's mitzurah to the shum. Once it's mitzurah for Malkus, so it's mitzurah to the shum and the shemin for Kabbalah's Tumah as well. Maybe that would be a way to say this svar. There's a wrinkle here, I think.
That's
what says that. Well, it's certainly Mefurish and Tosfos Rosh that is going with this Mahalach that we're talking on a Daraisa level. That we're looking for a Shir Kebetzah. We're not merely looking to take off the Batel Aga Mikvah and Chashivus. We're looking to take off the whole lack of a Shir Kebetzah. And he says, no, here, Hetem is Tarif L'Isser, you have a Shir Kebetzah. Kevon Dinin Chiyuva No'isim HaMikvah Shesov HaShem HaShem HaKilu Tshuma Lukas Olel. That he's learning that we're talking about the deraisa level, on the level where the issue is the kebetsa, not the botel agav mikveh chashivas problem. But I'm not sure how this hoyle works, though. So he's saying, does he mean just like this hetem is tarif l'isser for isser? So this hetem, there's tzir for tumah. Who had the nami? Meaning it's like an analogy. Just like we find hetem is tarif l'isser for malchus. So analogously, this hetem is tarif l'isser for shir tumah. Shir kavalas tumah. Or does he mean like this migoy, that the fact that it's mitzur for malchus, once it's mitzur for malchus, the fact that it was mitzur for malchus is what makes it mitzur for kabbalas tumah? I'm not sure. What bothers me a little bit, Lushan's maybe more the second one. What bothers me a little bit, they both bother me. The first way bothers me, just from the start, it's hard to understand. If you say Sir Batullah, and then what if it's not Eichlin at all, like I said before? On the other hand, this Mahalak is not so proshit because the Sir for Malchus is a Kazayas. We need now to be Mitzarif even more material. So how much of the mikveh was Mitzarif for the Shum of the Shem and for Malchus? Only a Kazayas Shabbat. But I need even Mitzarif for Kabetsa Shabbat. So how's that seer going to happen? Yeah, they don't have this migle. Right? If there's no independent sort of hetter of emily mekabel tumah is with starf to mekabel tumah, or non eichlin are, there's no such thing. It's only then hetem starf lister is exists across by sur. From Mishras or from wherever, you know, but it's exactly caused by Yisurim. So it's exactly caused by Yisurim. So it wasn't said by, but here we're saying, but since Lagabi the Isser Malchus, since Lagabi the Isser Malchus, it has its Siruf. So it has its Siruf for Kabbalah's Tumah also. So my question is, for Malchus only Kazayas in the star, how's that enough? I hear I need a Kabbetsa to be Mistar. So how does the remainder of the Mikvah be Mistar?
Yeah, but if you have the whole dish, and the whole dish there's a kibetza, it wouldn't be like only this half was mitzvah, the other half is fine. The whole
Maybe we could say a trick. If I only had one half a kezias, let's say I had a half a kezias of truma, and it was together with. Was together with a let's assume that a kibetzah is two zaysim. It's not so posh, but let's assume that a kibetzah is two zaysim. So let's say I have half a kazayas of truma, and then I have a zayas and a half of chulin. So maybe I wouldn't be able to say this migoy, because for Malkus only half a kazayas of the chulin was mistar. For tumah, I need a mitzarif a kezayis and a half. Where do I get that extra half? Where do I get that extra zayis to be mitzarif? But here the case is that actually I have a whole mikveh, and this whole mikveh is full. It's saturated with little points of shum, let's say. So every bit of mikveh is in the kezayis proximity of a piece of tumah, and it's mitzarif with that piece of tumah to be tumah in your malchus. So therefore, the whole mikveh is now mitzurif to some shum of truma somewhere, and therefore, every bit of mikveh is mitzarif with hetem mitzarif l'isser for malchus. Since every bit of mikveh is able to be mitzarif to some bit of truma l'chi of malchus, so all of the mikveh now is mitzarif to shir kibetzah to be mekabel tumah, not to be nisa.
Yeah, but if you say that you're moving back to the analogy.
Yeah.
So moving more back to the analogy, because now since by, just like over there, by the Issa, we can you have a Kazayas and Mitzarev, then so too over here,
Well, that's not so bad, I could say. I see the principle of Hetem Mitzarev L'Issa. The Hetem, you know, if you learn, it's just an analogy. So then I see the principle of Hetem Mitzarev L'Issa. Of course, everything has a different shiur. But if it's Hetem Mitzarev L'Issa for Kazayas of Issa, there's Hetem Mitzarev L'Issa for Kazayas of Tum. Just drawing an analogy. But if we're saying, no, I need the actual Bepoil, I need the actual, in fact, being mitzarif malchus. So maybe the lush hayla was I like olav. Since he's actually like olav beitli liyser, you like on this mikveh. The fact that you like on the mikveh for tumah gives it a status of tumah for kabbalah's tumah as well. The lush of the rabbi b'chana that mahalik is better. Okay, so that's the abayis. That's an abayis here for the equation. What about Rav Dimi? Rav Dimi says it goes with gezayis b'teichilas bas. The hayla was I like olav is gezayis b'teichilas bas. That's very shelach. What do you mean, gezayis b'chilas pas? Gezayis b'chilas pas is very good for malchus. Like when I eat the mikveh, I get malchus because in eating the mikveh, I eat a piece of chumah here, a piece of chumah there, a little bit of shum here, a little bit of shum there. It's mitzvah b'chilas pas to a shear of malchus. What does that help though for kabbalah's tumah? For kabbalah's tumah, I need a kibbetzah of chumah. What's the hayla? Hayla was I like olav. How do we make this leap? What if I have chumah? I have a lot of chumah, and I chop it up into small little bits and pieces, and now they're all scattered on my desk, and I eat them because I is b'teichilas pas. I take a bit, a bite, another bite, and b'teichilas pas, I eat it because I have chumah. So I'm like it, right? But I'm like, are they makabel chumah? Those little pieces of chumah that are on my table? Of course not. Each one's less than a tumah. They're not less than a kibbeis. They're not mustar. They're not mitzur. Well, I didn't say oil was I like olav. What was I like? Well, yeah, if I eat it, kazayis, but thankfully it's pas, I'm like it. That doesn't make each piece of kibbetzah to be makabel tumah. So what does it matter now that it's in the mikveh? I'm like all of kazayis because in the course of it, I'm like all of kazayis, but thankfully it's pas. Because when I eat it, kazayis, but thankfully it's pas. Like they tell you, so it's called that I ate it. So it's called that I ate a kazayis over the course of time. What does it have to do with having a sheer kibbetzah in your tumah?
Pieces to be meaningful in some way so that I could say they're not bottles, but once they're meaningful in that, so now these like have a...
So you're saying you're going to the other mahalach in the whole understanding of Rabbi Rachana as we began. Well, maybe somebody can get me a mahalach. You know what I think of it. Yeah. If we learn the original question that the Rabbi Rachana's answer is, he's not looking to get a Shia Kabesa Deraisa. Shia Kabesa Deraisa is hopeless. We don't have a Kabesa Deraisa. He's only looking to take off the. He's only trying to get Tumah on the Derabana level. He's saying, me Derabana, you don't need a Kabesa. But what was the problem on the Derabana level? What was the Havino Moka Magaya my Kosel? Me Derabana, you don't need a Kabesa. But what was the problem? That it's both like a mikveh, it lacks Chashivos. So Rabbi Chana is saying, Chashivas it has, Ha'ilav is our like Ha'ilav. Well, so then it's very good, the Gemara. Then the Gemara is saying, it has a Chashivas because it's Mishkachas law that you should get Malkus for this. It's Mishkachas law that you should get Malkus. Either because Hetem Stafelis is Mishkachas law or because Ayes Mechelis Pasen is Mishkachas law. Kachikach, it's Mishkachas law that in this Chum you can get Malkus. So this Chum now has a Chashivas. It's not Botelag and Mikvah. I don't need a Kabetza. So then the Gemara would be Gavaldim. No, let me chart this on the board because it's not complex. Just a little bit top of it. Gemara asked Avinu bar. Mokem Magoya my puzzle. Mokem Magoya my puzzle. How's Tyson's gutters? Mokem Magoya. Rashi learned it should be both of the right, but Tyson's gutters was what? What? What's the lesson, Jack? What? The Halo Hadi. Well, the Halo Kibbeis. The place explains that the Gemara's Kasha operates on two levels. Meter Eis, Ein Kam. And then neither Rabbanan, I don't need to beitza, but the Gemara's question is, what? It's bottle, I got mikveh. I mean, it doesn't have chashivas. Less than a kibbeitza. You don't need a kibbeitza. midrabbanon. But you need at least a chashivos, and here it's batlag and mikveh, so it's has a chashiv. So these are the two sides of the Gemara's question. The Mishnah, if you're talking with the Raisa, you don't have a kibbutz at all. And even if you're talking with the Rabbanon, it should be batlag and mikveh. So Rabbi Bar Chanina answers. Rabbi Chanina answers. Tehu b'zayin lo yikra'olo. So, this answer, Rabbi Bar Chanina, we can explain in two ways. We could explain that it's... could say, chat number one, Rabbi Chanina saying, Hoyl b'zayin lo yikra'olo. Is considered to be like you have a kibbutz, like you have a kibbutz, and it's possible with the raisa. Or shot number two, maybe Rabbi Bechaya means no. I mean, the raisa, you know, so it doesn't work. But hoyil b'zayin lo yikra'olo. It's choshuv. Like we have, like it's like a migoy. It's like how we have in sukkah that a migoy that is a doifel in Shabbos. It's a doifel in sukkah. If it's, it has a chashivus for one area of halacha, so it's just a chashivus, and mele in a bottle out of mikveh. So those are the two ways to understand Rabbi Bar Chanina. So maybe that right now. So let me try something else before we go back to. So how's Abaye going to explain it, Rabbi and Ardimi? Taisus and Nozir. This is Taisus by us. Like the Gemara is asking two levels. Midraisa, it's Ein Tan Kibetzah. Midrabbanan, it's both Lag and Mikvah. Taisus and Nozir said differently. That the Gemara's question was, Midraisa, it's Ein Tan Kibetzah. Aye, but Midrabbanan, you don't need a Kibetzah. So what Taisus and Nozir say?
Word Possel.
That Lashon Possel is Mashmah Midraisa. But this is Taisus and Psachim. Taisus and Nozir has that posel means midraisa. According to Taisus and Nozir, are both of these tratum available to me in Rabbi Bar Chanina? That I heard that local, are both these tratum available? No. Well, which one's not available? The second one. You can't say the Gemara's answer is Hayu was our local that has a hashivus and it's our botlag and mikvah. That would maximum give me. Derabonon, Tuma Derabonon. But the whole question of the Gemara was that we never had a problem with the Derabonon. Taisus and Nozir doesn't have the bottle out of the mikvah. We never had a problem at a Derabonon level, except the Lashon Mishnah is Mashma Deraisa. So Taisus and Nozir cannot possibly learn the second Malach. He has to learn the first Malach. The Taisus and Rosh is also Mashma, Kimat Beferish, it's the first Malach. However, I'll show you, I think Taisus is Mashma the second Malach. I didn't say this yet. Taisus, I think, is Mashma the second Malach. Because you look at the next Taisus, Loi Mishum Tehetim Mistarfu Yisur. Taisus Kasha. What do you have to command Tehetim Mistarfu Yisur? Umitam Hoyel Im Hoyel Melakit Min Hashumah Min Hashem In Kizayis V'Yilka Olov. Less than the name of Shloi Tibot Lagvan Mikvah. Kei Mishem Derech Achid Lebekach. Taisus knows it's bothered. Why do you have to command? Taisus by us rather is bothered. This Taisus, why do you have to command Tehetim Mistarfu Yisur? Or Kizayis V'Chay Achilles Pras. You know how you could be like on the Shum? The shum is not, after all, Taisus learns not Muruv. The shum is discrete pieces. You could be like, oh, take a piece of shum here, a piece of shum there, a piece of shum there. A little bit after a while, it all adds up, and you have a kizayis, a kibetz of shum, or kizayis of shum. So why did the Gemara say that? So Taisus answers, but that's not a reason, that's like not enough of a normal achilo, that we should say shleiti botel agav mikveh. Kevin shenderech achilo b'kach. Really, Mefurish and Taisus, that he's learning witchcraft. What's the need to know here? Getting a shir kibetzer through the magic of hetem atzarach l'iser, or just taking rid of the botel agav mikveh? Mefurish and Taisus. The need to know is it botel agav mikveh? Taisus the kashim. You want to say that Malchus gives it a chashivus, or it shouldn't be bottle like a mikveh. I'll show you how it has a chashivus that's not bottle like a mikveh. You can take a piece of shum, another piece of shum, it'll be mistarf to a kibbeh, to a kizais, so you can be like, oh, so it's not bottle like a mikveh. So he says, no, but that's not derech achilu. To make that the Malchus gives it a chashivus and it's not bottle like a mikveh, you have to be able to get a Malchus for derech achilu. And that's not called the Malchus of the Derech Achimah. So when first in Tosfos he's learning like the second Malach. Even in Svar, this is much more. Anyway, it's the parish in the Lashon. Also in Svar, I think the Svar that he's saying, this is not a derech achilo, so it's not. It doesn't take away. It's not enough to make it. Give it. It's a Svar in Chashilos. It's not derech achilo. Who cares that theoretically you could get malchus, but you have to be able to get malchus in a normal way. Otherwise, it's not called that. It has a Chashilos.
Well, how could we say it's a second malach if a bai asks on a bimi if kzayis kechiv faster raisa? And then he says, yeah, it is. If it was second mahalach, it could even be the Rabbanon, and then it has chashivas.
So, but to get chashivas, you need malchus. The chashivas comes from the malchus. And at the end of the day, if it's only the Rabbanon, you're not going to get, if kezayis b'chayif is passing only the Rabbanon, then you're not going to get malchus. And if you don't get malchus, then it's not a chashivas, to not to be brought to Lagan. So now it comes out interesting, so now we have Taka b'chayifas between the two Taisis. Taisis by us, mefurish like the second mahalach. They were being done under the Rabbanon. Why isn't it bottle like a mikvah? It's not bottle like a mikvah. It was out like a mikvah. Tosfos and Nosi can't possibly hold that way because he doesn't learn that was the question in the first place, that it should be bottle like a mikvah. Tosfos and Nosi learns that the question was the Lashon of Pasul was mashmi midraisim midraisim nidik debate. So Tosfos and Nosi have to learn like the first mouth. So now going back to Sufai, so how does this play out in Abaye and in Avdimi? So in the second mouth, it's very good. It's not even complicated. According to Abaye, we're just looking for a case of Malchus. Because if you have a case of Malchus, it gets a Chashivus and Zahar Loikolo. How do you have a case of Malchus? Well, Abai would say, Hetem is Tarif Lissan. And Rova would say, and Radini rather would say, Kizayitz Bechveachilis Pras. And there's nothing complicated over here. We're just looking for cases of Malchus. As long as you have a case of Malchus, it gives it a Chashivus. If it has a Chashivus, it's not Bodlav and Mikvah. Tosfos had a third case, you have another case of Malchus, you were Malakit. Tosfos answered, that's not enough to give it a chashivas because it's not derech achilah. But these are derech achilah, so finished. Very uncomplicated, according to Tosfos by us. But according to the first mahalach, which Tosfos and Nozir has to hold from, and Tosfos also grad holds from, so now we need to understand. So we're talking here on a deraisa level. And we're saying a svara, not in the chashivas, we're saying a svara, you need a shir kebesim. In deraisa, you need a shir kebesim. And the Gemara's answer is, but you have a shir kebetzel, midiraisel. How do you have a shir kebetzel midiraisel? Every piece of shum is less than a kebetzel. So Abai says, etem is tarif leiser. And Rav Dimi says, kizayis bechdei achilas pras. And somehow, these svaras have to do the work, not only giving me malchus, but of giving me a kebetzel for Kabbalah's tumah. But how exactly are they doing that work? So Abaye, we could say maybe, that since it's this hetem is tarif le'iser for Malchus, so this hetem is tarif le'iser for a shir kebetza as well. Okay, that's what it has to mean. That itself, we could say in Tumus Chos. We could say just an analogy, just like we find the idea of hetem is tarif le'iser in one area of halacha, so we can say the same idea of hetem is tarif le'iser in another area of halacha. That there's a concept of not being makabel to of not of oichlin that are not makabel tuma being mitzarev to a shir kebeitzer of oichlin that are makabel tuma. Yeah, something can't do with plastic because happens to be mitzarev to the ma'is achila, but something which is oichlin is mitzarev to the ma'is achila just happens not to be truma. So there's an analogous idea of siruf l'shir, slightly hetem mitzarev l'iser. It's siruf l'shir, or we could say it's not more than an analogy. We're saying it's a migoy because the heter is mitzarev to the truma l'gabi malchus. That's the esakosu. That the mikveh becomes like part of the truma l'inyan malchus. So it becomes part of the truma. It piggybacks on that, and it becomes part of the truma l'inyan kabbalas tuma as well. Rosh is not so clear. But kachekach. So we're going to say leit habayit. This is habayit again. The heter mitzarev l'isur means again. We can say either that it's like a. It's a hashua. It's a kimei. Shei neish mistarif leiser leisurim. This is more ready to read. So kach yesh hetem mistarif leiser lekabbalas tuma. Or pshat b, which might be better, which is migoy b'mistarif lemalchus. you start the Kabbalah school. That's in the Abai half. But now we come to the Rav Dimi half, and here's where it gets very, very difficult. According to Rav Dimi, why do you like over here? Because you have a Gezayis Pateh for this pass. What's Gezayis Pateh for this pass? That means, although the pieces of Truma are separated out, but it's okay, because within a Shear's man of pras, I ate a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's mistarf to a Shear of Achilles Gezayis Pateh's pass, so I'm like, what does it have to do with Kabbalah's Tumba, Kabbalah's Tumba, to be Makabal Tumba, you need to debate in one place? So what does it help that I have a Gezayis Pateh, that there's a Gezayis Pateh's pass? Why is that any different, like I said before, when I have a lot of little pieces of Truma on the table, and if I eat a Gezayis Pateh's pass, I'm like it, but there's nothing here that could be Makabal Tumba. So why is this any different? So what's, how's Rav Dimi explaining Pshat in Rav Rachav? So Taisa Rosh, who's learning like this first Malach, he says very short things. He says, the chayva d'alidei achilas mitvin is chayva l'atshuma. So much as I speak Hilfast, Loy Mishum Dika, because I speak Hilfast, going up Dimi. And he said, the Chayim and Dalilei, Achilles Mikvan is Chayim ala Tshuma, Mitztaref is Nami Yimu Lashlim ala Kabeis. Very awesome. Took that book, what do you mean? That is Siruf, the Mikvah is not Mitztaref to the Tshuma. Tshuma is Mitztaref for the other pieces of Tshuma that are being eaten with it, Bechtei Achilles Fast. But that's not, but what does it help for what does it help for Shiruf Kabeis? Pesach in Nozir has a big Arikas about this. I have to Elam Suri at Taisus and Nazir. Maybe we should wait till we get to Taisus and Nazir. But then we'd have to go through the whole thing again. So we'll do both. Well, I'll tell it to you now and then we'll see it again when we go through Taisus and Nazir. We can go through Taisus and Nazir. Taisus and Nazir is the Tash. If you haven't learned Nazir, it's going to be good. So I'm the government base. On the lay. This is Rav Dimi talking. Abai said, "Lav Mishum Etim Start for the Sir." Now Rav Dimi said, "No, it's because of Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras." My local of the government can easily Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras. Mishum De Achila, Mishum De Achila, Mina Iser Beatz My Leike. Vim Taima, Fred Tosis. Ha Nichol Agesis Rashi. The guards will be bottled to leave bottled. If the cash was, it should be bottled by Rav. So Hashem is shining. It came in the chazina, the loy galayisir. Since you see that he gets malchus, alma loy bottle in yisur. So you see the galayisir is not bottle beroyv l'rach. She said because they moved their iso and because I sprechel sprach. But who did the loy bottle gabi tuma? Aval agir says Rabbeinu Tam the porich v'loy habi kebetzus tuma called kebetzim in a tuma. That the kasha was that it lacks in the kebetzo. Where's the shear kebetzo? Again, if Tosin also learns that was an omer alf that the kasha's. We're only talking at the derisa level because Lashon Posel is mashma with derisa, so he doesn't have the bottle like a mikvah part, the derabonon track. The whole kasha is on the derisa track. The mishnah's mashma that it's posel with derisa. How can it be posel with derisa? You need to have a shir kebeisa. Ma'is lehav lehavi kebeisa minat shuma. No, where do we go? So if that's the case, my mishani hash the hoyel bizar loika ala isir lechudei bechdei achilas pas. What's Rav Dimi's teretz? That it's that you're like a bechadei achilas pras. Mikol mokam hefi poysel lechuma ve'ahetter eich mistarif leisur linyan mago. How's it? How's the hetter mistarif to the isur to give me a shir kebetsa? Ve'ol inyan malchus ain hetter mistarif leisur. For Rav Dimi doesn't hold for hetter mistarif leisur. If you hold from hetter mistarif leisur like Abaye, so then Taisa is okay. This hetter mistarif leisur for malchus. So this hetter mistarif leisur for tumah. But Rav Dimi doesn't hold from hetter mistarif leisur, so the mikveh can't be mistarif to the truma. Rather, you look on the truma itself because he had a kezayis bechtei achilas pras. What does that do? How does that help me for a shir kebetsa? The shir kebetsa can't be made of a piece of truma here, a piece of truma there, a piece of truma there. The shir kebetsa has to be the truma with the mikveh around it because that's the only kebetsa that I have available. And that's the kind of hetter mistarif leisur. Dimi doesn't hold from hetter mistarif leisur. So what's the Gemara's teretz according to Rav Dimi? That's what he's asking. He said, no, it's okay. The Hochikam is Pshat Nimar. Kevin Dilin Yamalkis Mahani Aheter mitzstarfless or lihitzstarfless. Since the Gabi Malkus, the heter is mitzstarf to the iser, even according to Rav Dimi, because he's talking to Rav Dimi. Even according to Rav Dimi, the heter is mitzstarf to the iser insofar as lilkes olov. If he would take a piece of shum from here and a piece of shum from there, he wouldn't get malchus because it's not derech achila. Whoa, that's amazing. And it sounds like you think of Bashkof Rishonim, that's like Tosfos Be'os. It's not derech achila. Tosfos Be'os only said it that it's not derech achila in the inyan, that doesn't give a chashivas to that it shouldn't be bod lag a mikvah. But about if you did it, you like it. Tyson knows it says if you were malakit from here and malakit from there out of the mikvah, you took a piece of shum from here and a piece of you took little pieces of shum. My kids used to eat that way, you know. They would take from the they had something they liked there was one thing in the mixture that they liked. They would be malakit it and they would eat just the part that they liked. He says if you eat that, you're not like it because not derech achilu. So therefore, get it rational. Alma mehani aheter sha'ichli am mikveh litzafay li'isim malchus. So you see that when you eat the mikveh and you like it on the kizayis p'chayachilis pas, the mikveh played a role in the malchus. If you would have just eaten the pieces of shum b'chayachilis pas, you would not be like it. It's not derech achilum. It's not like the pieces of shum. It's not like you have pieces of shum on the table. That's derech achila to be malakat them and to eat them. But when you have shum in a mikveh, it's not derech achila to eat the pieces by themselves. So why are you like if you ate a kizayis b'chayachilis pas? Because you did eat a derech achila. Because the mikveh made it into derech. Since I eat the mikveh normally, so it is a derech achila. So you see, the mikveh plays a role in my malchus. Plays a role in my malchus. If I only ate the truma, I wouldn't be like it. Not derech achila. I am only like on the truma. I have to eat it because I have the truma. Because I have to be chayav l'isvas. But it's not as if the mikveh wasn't important over here. The mikveh also plays a role in making it derech achila and making it that I'm like it. So chinami yoyel lehetil istarf leiser leafsulei afal pi she'ein b'mokam agoy kaveis. So too the mikveh, so it's a kind of hetem starf l'isser. It's not a bias hetem starf l'isser. A bias hetem starf l'isser is you don't have to eat a kizayis of truma at all. You eat a kizayis of tarevis. You eat a little bit of truma with the mikveh and hetem starf l'isser. That Rav Dimi doesn't hold for. But there is some kind of serif over here. The mikveh is mitstarif to the truma to make it a derech, to make his achilas ha truma a derech achila. So mimela, Rav Dimi also has a kind of hetem starf l'isser. So mimela l'gabi kabolas truma, the mikveh around the truma is mitzarev to the truma, that it should be called that you have a shir kebetza, and mokam agoy, therefore, how much is mokam agoy? Mokam agoy now is possible. I don't know if he means the truma, it's only the truma here is possible, or the truma with the mikveh around it, because shir kebetza becomes possible. I guess that makes no difference, because psul is only in the truma anyway. But akaponim, that's what he says. And then he says, the gimbum. Meaning, sherev shah. Tyson himself is saying it's a sherev shah. It's very hard to understand. It's a pellet. That's one thing I do. According to Rav Dimi, the pshuta, when you eat a kezayis b'tei achilas pas, the whole malchus is for the truma. So good, he says a radical chiddush that if you would be melakit, so you wouldn't be yichayev, because not derech achila. So that's a technical problem. It's a technical problem. I'm not doing the derech achilu. It's like if I stood on my head and I ate it. It's not derech achilu. So I'm a lakat, not derech achilu. But if he eats it normally and he plows through the mikveh in the normal way, the ma'aser is the malchus is only for the kezayis of truma, and nothing to do with the mikveh. That's not hetem mistarf l'isser. He's saying, so what does that have to do with being mistarf? He's saying because if I would be malakat pieces of shum, it would not. If I would be malakat pieces of shum, it wouldn't be a derech achilu. If I ate a kezayis of shum without the mikveh, I just picked out the shum, I would not be like it. It's not derech achilu. So in order to be like it, I have to eat a kezayis of truma. But I have to eat a kezayis of truma by eating a pras of shum. So you see that I have to eat a kezayis of shum by eating a pras of mikveh. So you say, oh, you see the mikveh is necessary. So the mikveh has kind of tziruf with the shum for malchus. So since the mikveh has a kind of tziruf to the shum for malchus, So maybe the mikveh can be mitzaref for Kabbalah's tum as well. It can give me a shear of a kibetz. It's a pellet gesvar. It's hard to understand. What does this mean? Over there, and by truma, I'm only chayav for the kazayas of truma. I only need the mikveh as a technicality. It should be called that I'm eating in the normal way. So if I'm malakit like a kid, so it's not called derech achila. I have to eat it normally. But when I eat it normally, I'm chayav for the truma. The mikveh has nothing to do with my chiyuv. So my inyan zeh, what does it have to do with over here where I need the mikveh itself to be part of the kibbutz thing of mekabel tuma? So ulai, but maybe you could say like this, that the pshat is that since the shir kibbutzah, I mean, you hear the kasha, it's a hell of the ketosis. Even just to figure out pashat and tosis, that's a cool. I gave it to you with the pshat. You read the tosis pashkof from a shayne, we had them start this, we had them start this, we're in Abdimi, why still we had them start this? But this is what he's saying. So, what about Mazet? So I think you have to say, well, no, I don't know what you have to say, but I want to suggest maybe that question, that the pshat is that how do you know you need a kibbutz? So the Gemara says they brought the Tosis and brings the Rishonim to bring this to the drasha from the Torah's Kainim, or maybe this is, here's the drasha. Torah's Kainim. Eichel Yitami, Melamich Mitami B'Cholshim. The shir kibetzah is defined as oichel hanechel b'vasachas. So maybe you could say, since the shir kibetzah, the definition of the shir kibetzah is oichel hanechel b'vasachas. Not a shir of mitzvah, it's a shir of oichel hanechel b'vasachas. So since I find, in other words, it's the amount of food that's called an achilo. So the shir of kibetzah is a shir achilo. This is a shir achilo b'vasachas. If you're eating a full mouthful, so kibetzah is a oichel hanechel b'vasachas. So since when I eat truma, and I'm eating truma in a mikveh, and I'm chayev malchus because of gezayis b'chei chilas pras, it's not a derech achilo because a piece of shamir, a piece of shamir is a derech achilo. Teretz is the mikveh makes it derech achilo. The mikveh is mitzaref to the maisa achil of the shum that it should be part at least of the derech achilah shabbat. The mikveh facilitates that it becomes derech achilah. Since the mikveh is able to facilitate that the shum is derech achilah, I ate a little shum here, a little bit shum there. How's it a kezayis? It's not derech achilah. I mean, it's kezayis physically, but it's not derech achilah to eat a little bit there and a little bit there. The teretz says, no, but I ate a derech achilah. So you see that the mikveh is mitzaref to the derech achilah of the shum. So lagabi the shir kebetzah, which is also really a shir of derech achil, that I have to eat a shir achil, oichel asher yochel, oichel anechel v'vasachas. The shir of kibetzah by Kabbalah's Tum is that it's food that's nechel v'vasachas, that it fills a maisa achila. So since the mikveh fills a maisa achila of truma, legabe, that should be called derech achila for achilas truma. So it's called the oichel asher yochel, and it's able to be mashlim. It's able to be mashlim the shir kibetzah for Kabbalah's tumah, because it becomes part of the oichel asher yochel. The truma with the chulin together are an oichel asher yochel, because it's mitzurif in the ma'aseh achila. I don't look at the truma as a separate ma'aseh achila. I look at the truma as being part of one ma'aseh achila together with the mikveh. The mikveh is mitzarif to the truma to be called derech achila. So it's mistar after the truma to give me a shear of oichel sheyochel, and now the truma, like this, I would say the truma by itself is not oichel sheyochel. The truma with the mikveh is oichel sheyochel. What does it help me? I need the truma to be oichel sheyochel because I need the truma to be makabel tuma. The chul is not going to be makabel tuma anyway because it's not. It's only a tefillyoyim. A tefillyoyim is not makabel chul. It's not matamik chul, and he's only able to pass the truma. So like this, without this soil, without Rav Rochana's extra soil, I would have said, yeah, of course I have a big mikveh over here. It's oichel sheyochel. There's a lot of mikveh. But most of it's not able to be makabel tumah from a tefillah. The only part that's able to be makabel tumah from a tefillah is the tumah. And the tumah by itself is not oichel asher yochel. But But since you find that the mikvahs mitzaref to the maisa achila of the truma, the inyan, that it becomes derech achila to be mitzchayim malchus, so to be able to be mitzaref to derech achila of the truma, the inyan, that it's called achila shariyachal. Begin go. And at the end of the day, it's hard to understand. Maybe something like that. See the next place, please. Think of his eyes prepared for this class. Fact is, this maxim. So Dimi says the case of mikvahs is eyes prepared for this class. That's what Rabbi Bachana meant. Fact is, kashim itzius maxim the ba'ashayket aminon hanechu dezinazir adema the less because eyes prepared for this class. Mashmud stumble having his eyes prepared for this class. Context of the murder is not so important for us, but there's a Gemara that in Nezir HaDema, Nezir is a stool, Tayshah is a stool, there's Nezir, and Mikvah is the same thing, that in Nezir HaDema it doesn't have a Kizayis Bechayachilis Pras. So Agamar says, how can a Vimi say that it's talking about you have a Kizayis Bechayachilis Pras? Stam Nezir HaDema doesn't have a Kizayis Bechayachilis Pras. In other words, you can't just assume that every mikveh, every that's meduma has a gezayis b'chilas pras. You see over there that it doesn't necessarily. So Tosfos answers v'yesh leimar, docha kimle daskina b'islik gezayis b'chilas pras. That's the case. Gemara is a b'dimi is not saying either. That's the case of the Mishnah. It's in the Kibta. L'peirush v'en tam the mukish hashuma shemen be'en osishapir the avi meuruv lehavik gezayis b'chilas pras. According to me, the time is not a problem. The Zina Dem is where it's evenly dispersed, so it's not a Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras. But over here, the Zina Dem, I think, is talking about it being where the thing was Tomei and your Makabel, the Eichel should become Tomei for eating a Kabesa of Eichel Tmeim. So if it's not a Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras of Eichel Tmeim, so he doesn't, he's not Makabel Tum. Anyway, Tayshah of Fear of Entam is altogether not Shver, because we're talking about a case where it's concentrated, the shum and the shemen. So the shum and the shemen are concentrated. If you eat from the concentrated place, you have a kezayis. The mikvah is a whole, maybe it's not a kezayis b'chayachilas pras. But if you eat from the concentrated place, then it'll be a kezayis b'chayachilas. It'll be a kezayachilas pras. So what's interesting here is the Rash there in Tfuliyoy, beginning of page 2 in what I sent you. The Rash is a different teretz taisus kash. The Rash, he says, what's the kash? He says, could be in a Zira Dema, eat it at a normal rate, it's not a Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras. But if you ate it faster, it would be a Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras. Achilis Pras is a Shir Zaman, not a Shir in concentration, it's a Shir Zaman. Like if the Chum is on the table, it's a Zaman. Achilis Pras is a Zaman. Chasam Seif said it's 9 minutes. So Achilis Pras, let's say, is 9 minutes. So Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras means he ate a Kazayas in 9 minutes. So maybe in a Zid Adem, if you eat it slowly, that's at the normal rate, that's the Gemara in Echolin, that's it won't be Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras. Rav Dimi is saying, though, you could get Malchus if you ate it Bechayachilis Pras. If you're a fast eater, and that's enough. Since a person could get Malchus for this mikvah, if he ate it fast enough, he'll be able to get Malchus. So that's cool that he had that. So therefore, a Zara is like all of the Kazayas. There's a potential here for Malchus if you'll eat it in a Kazayas Bechayachilis Pras. He says, what's the Gemara said before by Kutta Chababli? Gemara by Kutta Chabavli, not before, was it? By Gemara later by Kutta Chabavli, that if you eat it fast, it's bottled daitos. And it's not called the Kazayas Bechilas Fast. He says, yeah, Kutta Chabavli is like very, you can't eat Kutta Chabavli fast because then it's like, you know, it's a dip and it's a normal people can't eat it fast. But other foods, people could eat, people eat at different rates. And it might be Kazayas Bechilas Fast for one person or not Kazayas Bechilas Fast for another person or even for the same person if he eats it in a hobby. So Martin Chul is talking about we rate it at one pace. And the Gemara over here is saying, Rabbi Chan is saying, but it's Mishkachas though that you could get Malchus because you could eat a Kazayas Bechilas Fast. The Michas Baruch and Simon and Gimel, it's Kedai to see the Michas Baruch inside. The Michas Baruch is a beautiful sefer of Bechal. You should know it's a sefer. If you don't know about it, it's one of the most beautiful sefer. The Michas Baruch, the Chasnish wrote that said that the Michas Baruch is like a, he writes like a rich. The Michas Baruch and Simon and Gimel is Marach and this issue of Kizayis and Echlis Fasas and Shir's man or just Shir in concentration. He brings this Rash, and he's Marach to be Mechazek, this Rash. He thinks that everybody holds his way. That Kizayis and Echlis Fasas, not his particular concentration, it's a Shir of Zaman. And the same food, if you eat it one way, it's a kezayis b'chilas pras. And if you eat it faster, or if you eat it slower, then it's not a kezayis b'chilas pras. And anyway, that's what the Rashi over here says is the answer to Tosfos Kasha. Shishai, why didn't Tosfos say this answer? Sorry, the Chorus is still a poshut. Why didn't Tosfos say this answer? So I think it's two possibilities. Could be Tosfos chaylik on the premise. Maybe Tosfos taka holds the kezayis b'chilas pras. A certain concentration, and if you eat it faster than that, it doesn't count because it's both the doctor. Like the Gemara says, the Kutta Chabavli. And he thinks that that's the rule, that the Kizayis B'Fei Achilas Pras is measured by the standard concentration. So you have to have the standard, as much food as it has a standard concentration, a pras of this food, let's say. And if you eat it faster, you don't get malchus because if you eat it faster, it's both the doctor. Maybe just chaylik on this premise, and the Chizbar thinks everybody holds this way. Maybe not. Maybe Taisus doesn't hold this way. Or I thought maybe you don't have to come out to that. Taisus holds, it could be if you eat it faster, you'll be like a. It's not going to be built to die to Esel Kaladon. But what? But it's not enough. The fact that if I ate it faster, it would make a kezayis to quick in spas. Taisus holds, it's not enough to make it not but to give it a chashiva, it's not to be built to like a mikvah. You know, Tysus is learning the Gemara, that we're busy with the butlag of mikveh. And the teres of the Kazayis B'Chayachilis Fas is that since you like Olav, the teres of Rabbi Bachano, he was out like Olav, is that as a chashivus, since you could be like it as a chashivus, that it's not butlag of mikveh. And Tysus in the previous, Tysus asked, what do I mean? I could take a piece of shum, I could pay some shum here, some shum there, and I will also be like Olav. Why doesn't that give it a chashivus? And Tysus answers, but that's not the Erech Achilo. What not derech achila can't give it a chashivus. So Taisus holds eating fast not a derech achila. Maybe you like it. It's not like kut chabavli but it's not the standard derech achila. If it's not the standard derech achila, Taisus held, then it's not enough to give it a chashivus. Then it shouldn't be bought like a mikvah. Whereas, of course, if you ate it fast, you would be like. But since most people don't eat it fast, most people eat it at the regular rate. So Taisus taught for Dabba Poshut that the fact that you could eat it fast and be like it. That's like saying I could be milaket, then I would be like it. That's not enough to give it a chashivas that it should be about the lagan mikvah. The Rashi is able to say this teretz because the Rashi looks like Rashi that it's ma'uriv, and if it's ma'uriv, then you don't have. Then you must talk about bitul baray. The Rashi learns like Rashi that the mikvah is ma'uriv. If the mikvah is ma'uriv, you can't be milaket. That's not possible. If the mikvah is moor, he can't be malakit. So he doesn't have the whole problem of being malakit. He doesn't need this whole word about derech achilu. And so he holds it. If it's mishkachas lamalkas, it's mishkachas lamalkas, and that's enough, that it shouldn't be bottled b'rei. Or maybe it's the raya that it is a dindimu, a deraisa, even more possible. The rash holds like rashi. Then we're talking about it's moor, and the kashi with his bottled b'rei, and the gemara's answer is the dindimu, a deraisa, and it's not bottled b'rei. So who cares if, and that's what we bring a raya to, that it's not bottled b'rei. So who cares, derech achilu, not derech achilu. But Taisus is learning that we're looking. That it's not Muruv, it's separate. And the question is that it should be bottled like a mikveh. And the answer is that Hoyle was our lake, Olav has a chashivas, and it's not bottled like a mikveh. And Tosfos asked, but then you could be malakit, and also you get a malchus. Why doesn't that give it a chashivas? And Tosfos answered that being malakit is not enough to give it a chashivas, because it has to be derech achilo. So it has to be derech achilo. In fact, Tosfos, derech achilo, the Gemara says in Chulu, derech achilo is that it is in Adem, it's not a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. Tosfos answers, here's an okimta that we're talking about where it is a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. Okay, I guess we have to stop. Okay, good. Thank you.